Lie on your DNA. You heard. I think lie on your DNA. Mm-hmm. Your mugshots. Okay, so googling your information last year and getting into for authorities. You have a bunch of criminal records from Iowa. Yeah, criminal records home. You want to go in detail? I can't tell everything on your business. I like you. I'm not unethical, and of course you have a protection order. It's all good. But let me tell you what happened. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Oh, damn. Can't stop talking. Hold on. The man want to know what he done. You have a bunch of, I mean, it's a lot. Like, when you Google this man, talking about the stalker, his information comes out. And he has different elements when he gets like just like the bookkeeper at my apartments who lies. She puts some fake birthdays on there. Like she went into 81. She actually went into 66. Yeah. Let's go ahead and find out. Lie on your daddy. Mm-hmm. Lie on your daddy. What? I see you lie. Lie on my daddy. Why my family wanna see me? Cause I don't wanna see their bitches. Let me explain to you why I don't wanna see their ass. They abuse me, mistreat me and all other stuff, and I refuse to see them. So I don't want. They probably got kicked me out already, which is good. I'm glad they did. It's because they can control my life and tell me how to do, and I don't let nobody tell me what to do. That's all. Hello. Lala. Ooh, is it? I see a lot. Lie on your daddy. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and detail. Okay. Back last year, you had different illnesses. You in Tucson. Okay. Stop lying on this man who born 1960 near your birthday on the 14th. He's 2 years old. Got your first and last name, but the middle name is a C. So in Harvey, Illinois. Then you got your real name. Well, your name partial. We know that you don't go by your real name, it's partial your name. Begins with an R, right? I'll leave that alone. And you're not 114 years old, born 1910, that's top in April. Then you said you're a WES. Those your initials, 35 years old, born February of 1988. Okay, then the real you. Born, you turned 36 last year on the day I got evicted. Okay, that's one record I see here. Then you born in August 1989 and you're 33. Well, now that means you're 34 if you, going 35, right? Then you here you go, the MCS. You born in July of 1960. Stop lying, dude. You're 92 years old. You put that on your record. Well, that's accurate. July, you're 36, right? In 1 July, I am not as lead along. I mean, that you got a different innocence. You have different innocence of. And when I did Google who you are and gave it to the feds, so they know who the hell you are, dang, you got all these different illnesses, dude. You do. He had a whole bunch of illnesses, y'all. Like, I was shocked to find it out last year. When he gets in trouble with the law, this dude makes sure to put down a different illnesses of his name, similar to his name. And I found out a whole bunch of stuff about him. And I kept it a secret. But I go ahead and say, I mean, I can't discuss everything. This is coverage of documentation. But he does lie. Just like Kimmy, the lady that in my apartments who had me evicted, she faked a false version of her birthday to throw the Fort Bend County off. So, yeah, she lives in Fort Bend County, okay? Yeah, so I'm saying, you know, I know a lot about this fool. And when I did find out about this fool, he do have a lot of records. Hello. Yeah. This dude has records. Oh, yes. I know about that. I know about that. Mugshot, what I did, what it doesn't show is a mugshot, but it shows the records. Like, one of his, you went to jail. You went to court or jail for, in November of 2022, for a non-payment, something like that. Yeah. Oh, well, you was trying to do us wrong. Remember, you started harassing me in December of 2022. Yeah, but you also had different illnesses all over when I found out that you also used them on our. Yeah, I know all about that, bitch. For real. So I just, yeah. He said, yeah, mugshots. Mugshots. Dude, I'm glad I didn't see them ugly mugshots. No, I got rid of them. Let's get that clear right there. Call me a stupid brass monkey. Produce my mug. I'm not gonna have mugshot much of what? You the one harassing me. It's, I like bitch ass stupid Gonzalez. Okay, talking about this judge that did this on your side. Who has a correct record? I found it out too. Well, move my part by misplacing a record in my files. Cindy E. Elaine Gonzalez Warren. He has a correct record in El Paso. You talking about the judge that's dirty. So you knew to go to a dirty judge to try to get me in trouble. Knowing that both you, her, have criminal records. Yeah, that's why she had your side. Because she's a criminal, she's a dumb, evil bitch ass criminal like you. Look, dude, I suggest you to leave me alone. The reason why we had a discussion on this podcast about your ass, because you failed to leave me alone. One thing she did tell you is don't make contact about me. You know, we do Indigo Lines. We don't mention each other's names, like Jennifer Lopez. Can I be mentioned by Mariah Carey because she's signed an NDA? But when you start mentioning my full name, one thing I did not mention your name. I didn't mention your name. I sure didn't. Brass monkey. Y'all would have heard. I ain't lying about my dead mama. She'll tell the truth about my dead mama. I got a lie to her. I got me twerking, lie on your dead end. You lie on your dead end for 72. You lie on your dead end. You heard. I said, you lie on your dead daddy. You lie on your dead. He be lying on his dead daddy. Come on, lie on your dead daddy. Lie on your dead daddy. You lie on your dead daddy. Got, yeah, on his record, he got his dead information on that. When you run for laws. Because you use that, you use those different evidence when you, every time you get arrested. That's why you don't have a mugshot. Yeah, you use a different evidence. Yeah, we know that trick. You don't want to go to jail or don't want nobody to know who you are. Use a name similar to that. You need to change on your birthday. Just like him. I can mention her name because she has a birthday on me. Ann Thurati, who's at the doggone performance. She's the same name. I find it funny that you have. And you drive reckless. Oh, I'm going to do. Yeah. You drive reckless on your car. Just hold that new car in your reckless. I mean, it'd be five times. This nigga been addicted five times. You want to make fun of me? That's why I'm laughing at him like, oh, you been a big monkey. But dude, you've been evicted five times, and you have a job, a high-paying job. Baby, if I had that money here, I'd pay my rent every dollar on that. Every month. I would. I mean, I ain't had the money to pay rent. I wish I had the money to here. I don't know where else I'm just here, but I'll be paying, bitch, please. I'll be paying my rent every on time. Mm-hmm. You get real shot, bush, or what? Because I told the truth? No, because the dogs, huh? Oh. I reveal truth about this ad. Go. First of all, HPD, Houston Police Department knows about you committing crime. You can lie and things all you want to lie, just because I don't care. I can get her ass in trouble too. She's a judge. She has a good record. She tries out. I can get her in trouble too. I have already been to FBI website for undercover law violation. Does she want a federal charge? Tell Cindy I would give her, help her get a torch. I was inboxing the FBI prior to she was trying to terminate me in the court. Mm-hmm. But she, you all people, idiot. You know, they might want to call you somebody. Use my synonyms. Synonym, please. A synonym. Synonym. It's the source. The source. I'm gonna have to use a different term because I don't want to use the same phrase he used on his screen names. I got a name for him. Stop. Stop. Yes. Yes. Stop, idiot. Stop. La 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 la. Because he lied on his dead daddy for Cindy. He did. Mm-hmm. I told everything about her. She was abusive. My mother was abusive. Mm-hmm. La 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 la. He lied on his dead daddy. He lied on his dead. He lied on his dead daddy. Like, yeah. Okay. Estive. Boring. As in color. Different. It's English language. Okay, so as an adjective. So, can we have a word for the, that's enough of that word. Hold on, let me find this out. No, they have, I would say his name, his screaming, but it has, it's tiresome, faceless, vanilla. Okay. I'm gonna call him Dark Vanilla Monkey. So, Dark Vanilla Monkey. Yeah, Dark Vanilla Monkey. Dark Vanilla Monkey. You have really, I really want to call you B, ends with an E. Okay, but it's your screen name. I call you Dark Vanilla Monkey. You really, really thought that you won, didn't you? I'm going to challenge this, and I'm not scared to challenge you. Okay? You better find something to play with. You've been harassing me. And nobody at HPE told me straight up. One of the brothers that worked at HPE told me about the kid. If you ever come near me and harass me, again, you're arrested in Houston. They said, do you have any problems? Go talk to Phoenix Police Department. What do you think I cuss for the Phoenix Police Department out of my podcast? I cut their ass out. I do it. Continue to do it because they don't have a good job there. They're protecting you when you are. Actually, you can't get me arrested because we have evidence of you. See, Judkinson signed one thing, but she signed a falsified contract. She signed falsified documentation. I had never been at in Phoenix, Arizona. That's the stupidest claim. You have to prove that. Where's your proof of me going to Phoenix? Me going on a plane or what? No, I stayed my ass in Houston. You lied under oath. And the judge allowed that bitch ass can go to prison for federal charges of fucking color law. Go look at the color law violation, you idiot. I did complain to the FBI on Cindy about you. And I'm about to get her ass in charge. As I told you, remember I said on Twitter before I put it on clothes that I was that dog gonna be a robe of hers. Yeah, I'm gonna get her out of her job. I'm gonna get her out of her job and make sure she loses her license as a judge. Don't play with me. You let her know. You talk to her. I'm sure y'all friends, right? But she's stupid. We go to FBI anytime a corrupt police officer or a corrupt judge do something to us as American citizens, we can go on FBI and get their ass in trouble with a color law violation. And it's stupid. Stupid. And I did put her name, FBI know my full name by now. Because I've been reporting about you and her. Along with Judge Gonzalez, Judge Garcia, you know, Israel, the one who got me evicted, the one who has a stint criminal record. He has a criminal record. Even I was talking to a police officer about that fool. They know his term, his crimes. That's stupid. Y'all. All y'all got, you, Kimberly, Judge Gonzalez, Judge Garcia, who else got a criminal record? All y'all fucking ass that can run, y'all trying to do something to me. But can you leave me the fuck alone? If you shut up and stop bothering me, stop mentioning your name, I won't do it. But you keep on being a hard head, don't listen. Yeah, I'm a mugshot. I don't know. I'm not gonna get a mugshot because you know I can sue the HPD. You know, I'm the victim. Judge Gonzalez, she made a false claim. She might sign and make a rule, but I can get hurt in trouble for fake conviction if sign a falsified documentation because FBI is going to investigate. I have never been to Phoenix, never been at your house, did not call your home, did not talk to your relatives. You lied. Lied on your dad. And you heard you lied to the judge too. You lied to the court. It's all illegal. Yes, it's all illegal. And it means whoever police also go on with this false arrest, they can get in trouble too. One thing that the police don't like me is because I do snitch on them. Yes, I know my rights. People who get screwed over don't know their rights. Bible says people who suffer a lot, like a knowledge. You know what I'm saying? In Hosea 4:6. I do whatever I can to be knowledgeable of the law. They mean whoever law is law for trying to come after me with this case, I can go to FBI on website and put their ass in trouble with the law. And they don't want to have official pressure. People throw around because they want to do this stupid friend. Did not realize, idiot, that you cannot apply a Arizona law with Texas law. It has to match. Me contacting your stupid, no offense to employers, but about your crime because you are a cancer. You're a professional. You're not supposed to. It's unethical to come on social media and dox people and harass people as a counselor, as a drug counselor, as a mental health counselor, or even a social worker. It is unethical. That's why. There was no intent on my enemy criminal. She died and slandered me. I can get her in trouble, which I am. You stupid. Both of you are stupid. Yes. That's why law enforcement don't fuck with me. My record friend on my record, I ain't trying to break the law. But they know because they see my name. They see me complain on certain officers to the FBI. It is not pretty when your ass is complaining to the FBI and you're the cop, you can lose your badge and go to jail and go to prison because you are obstructing justice. She interested in justice. Your friend, Cindy Gonzalez, should have justice against me, which I can get her in huge fucking trouble. Do you realize that? Oh, you thought I snitch on lawyers too and judges too. Yes, I do. Call me a snitch. I am. Yes, she tried to make you win, but I'm gonna make her fucking lose. And she will not be a judge in Phoenix, Arizona County no more. I mean, for Maricopa County no more, because I can get her in trouble. Let me explain something to you. You're dumb. You're stupid. Do you explain what under call law means? Because I'm going to get her in trouble for that shit. Actually, I already complained to the law about that. To the FBI about her ass. Yeah. I'm going to do it too. And I'll do it again. And I'll have to repeat again, but I will. You keep on messing with me, dude. I don't want to deal with you. Leave me the fuck alone.
Hey everyone, Oak Norton here, and I just wanted to quickly share what I think is one of the most important laws nobody is talking about. It actually just got a little bit of attention, and I'm going to share that. It's called Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. And you may have seen this, but Ashley Babbitt was the woman that was murdered, and she was named him. She was on the other side of a divider, and now we have this individual who has come out and mentioned this color of authority statute. And so what he said here is she was shot and killed under color of authority by an officer who violated not only the law, but his oath and committed an arrestable offense. So what is this color of authority? Well, right from the Department of Justice website. And if you just do a search on a browser for deprivation of rights under color of law, you'll find this. What it says here is section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. Mm-hmm. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority if the acts are done while the official is purporting or pretending to act in the performance of his or her official duties. Persons acting under color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, prison guards, and other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers in mm-hmm. public health facilities,
yes.
and others who are acting as public officials.
Yes.
It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus toward the race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status, or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term or the death penalty, depending on the circumstances of the crime and the resulting injury, if any. So here's the deal. Somebody says, oh, I am acting as an official in this capacity, and they deprive you of a basic right. Let's say you're at a school board meeting and you are told by them that you are not allowed to be there, not allowed to say something or whatever. Is that a deprivation of your rights, depending on what you're trying to say and do, such that they are acting within these bounds inappropriately. Mm-hmm. So the actual section here says whoever under color of any law, color, I think, I'm not an attorney, but if I understand this correctly, it's like they're basically pretending, okay, like I have the authority to do this, but they really don't. They're actually violating the law while trying to deprive you of your rights. Entering your house without a warrant, that would be a deprivation of your rights. So whoever under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States shall be fined mm-hmm. under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both, and if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. And if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for any term of years or for life or both, or may be sentenced to death. I don't know where this law has been used in the past, but I think this is one of the most important sections of code that we have to protect us for things that are happening in our day right now. I think it's never been more relevant, and you should pass this on to other people so that when these offenses take place, mm-hmm. you can find a civil rights attorney or the attorney general and bring this code to their attention so that they prosecute cases under this color of law when authorities of any type, a school board authority mm-hmm. or anybody else, is acting under color of law, pretending that they have the authority to do something while they're depriving you of legal rights or privileges.
Okay, so just for educational purposes, because definition of color law, that what your friend Cindy did, not knowing that I was going to find it out that day, and I did. And the bitch thought that she was going to get away with it. Is it worth it to lose your reputation as a judge in Phoenix or anywhere and have people say, oh, you committed a deprivation of a rights of other color law, and then put your name on there on Spotify and everyone knows your name and that you do this? Is it really not slander? I don't lie. She did that. She's not a falsified documentation of me coming to your stupid house, which I don't have no money to go to Phoenix. And if I did have money, I'd go see Rihanna. At Super Bowl, okay? I'm not gonna see Rihanna. Okay? I need Dark Vanilla Monkey to leave me alone. Okay? And stop harassing me. And go play somewhere else. Go find something to play with and leave me alone, okay? All right? Call somebody a bright ass monkey. You're the Dog Vanilla Monkey. Okay? You're ugly. And you're jealous of me. Okay? Because you wouldn't be jealous when you're harassing me. I ain't coming to harass you on New Year's Eve. I was trying to draw my New Year's Eve and not even think about your ugly ass. But you, New Year's Eve 2022, had an agenda. And you're jealous of me because I know how I be outspoken. And I ain't scared to speak my mind. You used to live for other people and cover up for other folks. That's the difference of mine, and I do have multiracial heritage on both my dad and mom's side, and you know that, okay? And Don Lemon is also mixed race too. Stop that bullshit, okay? Leave folks alone. That's all I ask you. You are an intelligent animal. Do not understand it. And so, no, they can't put me in jail because the cop told me to do everything right. They said, you come near me, come to Houston, you won't get arrested. Really, you tell us that's the police officer said. If you text, not from Phoenix, but then cover up your fucking crimes. So I cuss the ass out on podcasts. Lie on your dead daddy. You heard me? You lie on your dead daddy. Oh, you lie on your daddy. Lie, lie, lie. Okay? Go somewhere and find someone to say, what?